Hi everyone, this is Patrick Wirtz with Microsoft, and today we're going to be going through the process for enrolling an iOS device, such as iPhone or iPad, in Microsoft Intune. Microsoft Intune is Microsoft's mobile device management software. So with that being said, the process is relatively straightforward. We're going to come in here and select the App Store on the device, and simply choose Search. In the search, we're going to type in Microsoft Intune and do a search. The first application that comes in here, so I have downloaded this in the past, the icon's slightly different, but the process is still the same. I'll simply choose this, and the app will actually download to my device. From there, I can simply choose Open. And what we'll need here is simply our corporate credentials. So in this case, today, our persona is Ben W. So Ben W at my demo tenant. I'm typing that in the wrong field. Ben W at tw1.org. From there, I'll look for the password. And we'll choose sign in. This will start the process of enrolling the device in Intune. So doing things like the Wi-Fi profile will come down, VPN access, any applications need to be pushed, settings such as PIN, encrypting the device, these sorts of things will actually come through. So as the user comes in here, this can be customized. This is this initial screen that you're seeing where company access can be customized. And we'll simply choose begin to continue on the process. It's spelling out exactly what's going to happen with the device for the user. And again, choosing continue. And again, calling out what's not being controlled at the device, making sure that the end user is understanding that not everything is going to be. So some pieces and parts, such as email and text messages, are not part of that admin process from a personal perspective. And then eventually we're going to choose enroll. So again, just kind of continuing on that process, choosing the enrollment, and that's when really the settings are going to start coming down on the device, such as encryption and PIN policy. So everything you're seeing here is exactly what the end user would see. And here we're going to actually install the actual MDM, the management profile on the device. And that's the part that actually makes the device listens and trust to the Intune setup that you've done to date. Again, spelling out to the end user what can and cannot be done on the actual device. Trust this. And if I did have a PIN on this device, I would have been prompted for that as I'm installing some of these profiles, as those are elevated security risks. I'm going to choose done. And as you see here, it's going to take me through the rest of the process. And now this portal that will be coming up here, that can be customized by the IT administrators. So that, if you do need things like your logo on there or perhaps a phone call or email, if the user has some problems, that can be simply done. So at this point, it would have checked compliance if the device did indeed have a passcode or have a requirement, if it needed to be encrypted, those sorts of things would be done at that point in time. And we are now done.